This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Tonight, a new exhibit opens at WHQR's MC Ernie Gallery, titled Magical India and the Girls of Homes of Hope. The exhibit is composed of 50 works by artist Todd Carignan. He created these works, mostly oil, some sketches, during his time in India, and particularly while visiting orphans at Homes of Hope, an organization founded and directed by Paul Wilkes. Paul started Homes of Hope with his wife Tracy after they visited India in 2006. Here's Paul.
Many people have seen the movie Slumdog Millionaire about the beggar mafia, and this was the case. This little girl was begging on the street. She was kidnapped, held down hand and foot. Her eye was gouged out to make her a quote-unquote better beggar, to get more money for these bad guys. Well, we heard that story as we visited an orphanage one day. This little girl standing there, and I grimaced at the story, of course, like anybody else would do, and she smiled at me, a big, trusting, beatific smile. And I just said, that's it. I was a professor at the university. I'm writing for all these fancy publications. Bingo, my life changed. I had my first Social Security check coming in. I said, I can live on that. This is the rest of my life. And now here we are, 13 orphanages later.
Like an epiphany.
In some religious traditions, they talk about the face of God. Now, I don't want to get too soupy about this, but in this little face, in this little trusting, smiling face, I saw a girl whose life had been horrible and was not going to get much better. They were sleeping on the floor in the orphanage. They barely had enough food. And the case of it is, Gina, you look at her and you say, if not me, who? If not me, who? That's it. The temptation is to get right back in the air-conditioned car, go back to your air-conditioned life. Most people do that, and that's okay. But I didn't, and it was the best choice I ever made in my life.
Paul approached artist Todd Carignan after he saw Todd's work capturing another foreign country.
I did a whole series of paintings of my trip to Vietnam. And so when Paul saw those, he was like, come over here. Let me ask you something. How would you like to do this for me in India? And I was flattered and speechless. So when I picked my jaw off the ground, I told him, yes, what can we do to make this happen?
Which of those paintings has the most meaning to you?
Oh, wow. That's like asking somebody who their favorite child is.
Who is your favorite child?
I love them all equally. I think the ones that mean the most to me are probably the paintings of the girls themselves. When I actually would sneak them out of study hall so that they could sit for me for 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Especially in the beginning, they had no idea what it was that I was doing or what it was all about. And so she'd be sitting there nervously, and I'd have a dozen girls around me, behind me.
Giggling.
Yeah, giggling and ooing and aahing and saying, oh, you wait till you see this. You know, when you paint from a photograph, you have that memory of taking the picture. But there's an experience, you know, that's very intimate when you're painting somebody from life. If they're shifting in their seat, or they raise an eyebrow, or, you know, they're sniffing, or they're scratching their face. I mean, all those little things, as an artist, you kind of remember all those things. It all gets packaged into this one painting.
That's Todd Carignan and Paul Wilkes. The exhibit, Magical India and the Girls of Homes of Hope, opens tonight with a reception from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.